Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mostly favorable, but we do have a few areas of concern that remain across parts of the region. Some of those areas continue in Iowa, where it's very dry, as well as the easternmost parts of Nebraska. We also have some pockets of dryness that continue to, in parts of Illinois, the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and there's still some areas in Missouri and Kansas. But there has been relief here recently across parts of interior eastern and some west central portions of Kansas and Missouri, respectively. These areas have seen enough precipitation in the past couple of days to help benefit some of the topsoil. We're still going to need some additional follow-up rain to really nail down the improving trend that's underway. We do have a couple of other waves of energy that will likely move through the southwestern Corn Belt, offering some additional relief. They will likely occur as we move forward through this next 3 or 4 day period. A ridge of high pressure may evolve across parts of the plains as we move forward through the second half of this week and into the weekend. Now, this ridge is going to be a weak ridge, and don't be alarmed by the mere mention of it. It is not going to turn hot and dry. But what this ridge is going to do is it's going to shift the upper air flow of air just enough so that we can push a frontal boundary back across a larger portion of the western Corn Belt. And that should provide a trigger mechanism for repetitive shower and thunderstorm activity to help ease up on one of the driest areas in the southwestern Corn Belt, meaning extreme eastern Nebraska and extreme western portions of Iowa, and maybe southward into northwestern Missouri. This will take place as we move into the second half of this week, and we'll likely see the precipitation occur in a couple of waves. If we happen to miss these two waves of rain, some of the drier bias in these areas may prevail for a while. The weather pattern is warming up across the Midwest. We're expecting to see temperatures come back to a more seasonable range over the next 5 or 6 days or so. It'll be a slow process. It's not going to happen very quickly. We'll look for highs eventually getting back into the 80s across a big part of the region, but that may take almost the majority of this forecast period of time, taking us through the weekend before we actually get to that point. And there may be a short-term bout of warmer than normal weather that may occur for a brief period early to midweek next week, just in front of another surge of colder air, which is expected to move through the Midwest as we move through the middle to latter part of next week. If the cold air holds up as significantly as some of the models suggest, we may be seeing temperatures as chilly as what we've seen over the past few days across a big part of the Midwest once again. In the meantime, we do expect to see somewhat of a limited amount of precipitation occur across northern and eastern portions of the Midwest over the balance of this week and into the weekend. Areas from Minnesota and the Dakotas, eastward to Michigan, and southeastward into portions of Ohio and Indiana will probably get rain at one time or another, but they're probably not going to see tremendous amounts of moisture. Totals will probably run from a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5/10 of an inch most often, with some local totals getting into the 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch range. I don't expect the heavier rains to occur very often, and there may be some concern about net drying conditions across parts of these areas, but remember the soil moisture is still favorable down deep into the ground across all of the eastern Midwest and in portions of the upper Midwest as well. We do need to see greater amounts of rain throughout the western Corn Belt and in Illinois, and we'll probably see a couple of opportunities for significant rain in these areas as we move forward through the coming week. Both the latter part of this week and again the middle part of next week will be the most favored periods for bringing some meaningful rainfall to these regions. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.